Military says North Korea has fired off another pair of ballistic missiles, something it has done frequently over the past 2 months. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports on reaction in Seoul.
South Korea's military says the North has extended a recent streak of weapons displays by firing what appeared to be two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. Seoul's presidential Blue House says the tests were likely aimed at verifying the reliability of the North's newly developed weapons, and also a protest at the continuance of U.S.-South Korea joint military drills that Pyongyang says are aimed at a northbound invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says in a letter, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has asked for more nuclear talks while expressing what Mr. Trump called a small apology for Pyongyang's recent series of missile tests. Police in New York City say disgraced billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein, jailed on federal sex trafficking charges involving young girls, has committed suicide, that he hung himself in his cell. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas with our report.
The medical examiner's office in Manhattan is confirming the death of Jeffrey Epstein. A former law enforcement official tells the AP Epstein was found dead this morning at the Manhattan Correctional Center. The 66-year-old had pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking charges and was facing up to 45 years in prison if convicted. His arrest last month launched separate investigations into how authorities handled his case when similar charges were brought against him in Florida more than a decade ago. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta resigned after coming under fire for overseeing Epstein's plea deal when he was U.S. attorney in Miami. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more news, anytime, day or night, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient-to-use VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. It has become a weekend ritual, pro-democracy demonstrations in the streets of Hong Kong. This despite the pro-Beijing city government's refusal to issue permits for all but one of four marches today. The weekend began with the start of a three-day unsanctioned demonstration at the busy Hong Kong airport on Friday. China has claimed the turmoil in semi-autonomous Hong Kong is funded by the West, but has failed to produce evidence. Here in the United States, the owner of a Mississippi poultry plant raided by federal immigration agents is looking for workers to replace those who have been arrested. It is the latest action in a highly controversial government roundup of suspected illegal aliens. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has a report.
One of the companies whose chicken processing plant in Mississippi was raided by immigration agents this week says it will hold a job fair next Monday. Illinois-based Cook Food says it will be recruiting new workers. Federal officials allege that Cook and the other companies that own the seven plants raided willfully and unlawfully employ people who lack authorization to work in the U.S. In a statement, Cook says it has a strict and thorough employment verification policy and knows of no managers or supervisors arrested in the raid. 680 people were arrested. Some 300 were released with notices to appear before immigration judges. I'm Tim McGuire.
In a fresh blow to world markets, President Trump says the next scheduled round of trade talks between the United States and China might not happen, that he could decide to cancel the discussions. He says he is not ready to make a deal that he argues China badly wants. Later, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said Washington is still planning for a resumption of talks. Economists warn the ongoing trade war between the world's two biggest economies could hurt global growth, in part due to a disruption of supply chains and less efficient production. The International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have downgraded their forecasts for economic growth this year. 13 people died, 16 are missing as Typhoon Lekema made landfall today in eastern China. State media say a million people have been evacuated. Hundreds of flights and dozens of trains have been canceled. China's weather service issued an orange alert for the storm, a step down from the red alert a day earlier. Lekema remains powerful with winds close to 200 kilometers per hour. India eased restrictions in Kashmir to allow the Muslim-majority population to attend Friday prayers, but protests have still broken out in the disputed region. Kashmir has been stuck in an unprecedented five-day lockdown, depriving the region of any communications access, after India's government announced it was revoking Kashmir's special constitutional status. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits.